Well, John, we're just after watching the Crokes beat Ballinacourtney there now, and it was, I suppose really it was the same old story. The so-called weaker clubs, the so-called weaker counties still not can't get that big breakthrough. You're involved with Waterford football all your life. You'd appreciate what I'm saying more than anybody.
I do, of course, yeah, Weishi. And there's a few of those Ballinacourtney lads that I did have on the Waterford team that would have played against Kerry up in Killarney and places like that. Fellas like the fullback there, John Phelan, and the Horneys, and John Horney and his brothers Patrick and Gary and Shane Briggs in the middle of the field. It was a ball game up to half time, and they got a few chances, didn't take them. Some of the old bad habits that they have came to the surface there in the first half, taking the wrong options with the ball. You saw the way Crokes, they're a super fit team, the way they pass the ball, and they never kick it until they're within scoring distance. The person that kicks the ball has a chance of scoring. Ballinacourtney were kicking the ball with no chance of scoring. And as you said, that's typical of players from weaker counties. That happens until you get into their heads that you're strong and that you're going out, that you're a confident player going out and you can kick scores. We had all these old bad habits coming to the surface there again. And at the end of the day, what I did enjoy about it was the best forward in Ireland. What a player. Their first goal, well, he caught the ball inside the full-back and buried it in the second goal. But it wasn't just that. It was in the first half there, he was fouled. And he picked out a guy 40 yards away, a kick pass. Now, the guy, I think it was young Looney, or was it O'Leary? I think it was O'Leary, got the ball and he kicked it wide. But it was a super pass from Gooch. What vision the guy has, super player.
Describe Gooch to us, John. You've seen all the great footballers. You've been a selector in Railway Cup teams and everything. What has Colm Cooper special?
We were just watching it there, myself and a buddy of mine called John O'Leary. We were watching it in the first half. You see, it must be the flexibility of the man and his body, the way he can put people the wrong way, the way, you know, just about it. Like, there is some guys, you can see guys running on there for Crokes, strongly made fellas, and they're tall guys, they're every type of fella. But there's something about the Gooch Cooper's body. He's just such an athlete. It's like that Usain Bolt, the fastest man in the world. You either have it or you haven't it. The Gooch has it. He's just a freak. He's just an unbelievable guy. And he's got such a football brain as well. It's in his body, but it's in his head as well. He has everything. He just has everything. Yeah.
John, since I met you last a number of years ago, you have given up your term as manager of the Waterford Senior Football Team. And how long were you with them?
Well, I was with them for 5 years, and I was with the junior team for 10 years. We won a couple of All Irelands, and that was a good bit of gas. And then I was with the senior team for 5 years. I'm back with my club now this year, and we got to the semi final. Ballinacourtney beat us in the semi final. We're a young team, and we're trying to, come back. We were back in the '80s. We had a good team. We got to a couple of Munster finals back in the '80s, and. We're one of the oldest clubs in Ireland, and of course we have the green and gold jersey, as I told you before.
Yeah. You ran into some sickness, unfortunately, John, since we met last, but you're fine again, thank God.
I am, yeah. I got an old virus in the blood there last year, and it knocked me out. I was out for a few weeks, but they said you can't keep a bad thing down.
Yeah. And also, since I met you last, a book has been produced about Waterford and about you, Damien Lawler. It was a superb book. It got rave reviews. How did all that go down? And talk to us around a book coming out about you and about Waterford football. What did it mean?
Well, Damien Lawler was, he's the guy that writes for The Independent, of course, and he's in RT as well. A nice guy. He's from North Tipperary there, from Nina. And he rang me at the start of the 09 season, and he said, "Jackson, do you mind if I wrote a book about you?" And I started laughing. I said, "You must be mental. Nobody wants to write a book about Waterford." So he said, he said, "I have this feeling that it might go down well." So he came around. Basically, he was a fly on the wall. He was in it all there. He came to the training sessions. He followed us around to all the games. And I remember we were playing Sligo up in Markovitch Park in a vital league game. And it was half time. We were leading by a pint or two. Now, I knew by the boys that we needed an extra punchline, you know, an extra gem out of somewhere. Somebody come up with something to give him an extra bit of gist for the second half. So I just said, "Lawler, you're a guy now. You're after seeing a lot. You're after writing a lot. How about saying a few words to the lads?" And he was just dumbfounded.
What has the book meant, John? What has the reaction been to it?
The reaction was good, yeah. Most people that read it, like anybody that read it, they enjoyed it because it was, he wrote it as it was. You know, how we arrived at training and all the things that happened to us. One guy, his brother-in-law committed suicide in Australia, and after we played Cork in the last game, he had to go out with his wife and her sisters looking for the young man. In the course of our time, two players, the Garmans, Thomas and Morris O'Gorman, and their brother Michael, they were on the team, they lost both parents. Two other guys, John Phelan, the full-back today for Ballinacorty, and Tony Gray, lost their mothers. Myself, I lost a grandson. Nearly everybody on the team. You know, those things happen in a small group of people over a couple of years. And so we put a lot of personal stuff behind us. And the bottom line is we all love football. All the people involved, we just love the game. And everywhere we met lads. And that's the great thing that I enjoyed about the 5 years, whether it was in Kerry or up in Armagh or Antrim or wherever we went to play. We met lots of nice people, and I you know, it was great.
What do you think of the state of the football at the moment, John, with all the hand passing and the defence and maybe bringing 12 and 13 men behind the ball?
Well, I know there are lots of people. You hear it, whether it was in Killarney or whether it was in Dungarvan, you hear fellas saying, for fuck's sake, will you kick the thing? But I'd like to see a fella like Gooch knowing exactly where he's kicking the ball, and I can see there's a method to where Dr. Crokes are playing it. Now, they're a good team. They can mix. They're good defensively, as you said. Buckley's out to give them a bit of an edge in midfield. They're strong in midfield, and they have excellent forwards. My God, they got good forwards. So they have a bit of everything, you know. And there are people blaming Jim McGuinness and Donegal. I don't blame Jim McGuinness and Donegal. As a matter of fact, I'd take my hat off to Jim McGuinness. He came in there and he took Donegal from nowhere. They won Division 2 of the National League. They won an Ulster Championship for the first time in 20 years. And they held Dublin. Dublin, this is one. Dublin scored 2 points in play. You know, when you think about it, Kerry took off Owen Brosnan and Dublin got a goal. Do you know, so like, I mean, that's the way the game has gone. It's about being super fit. That's the way it is. That's the only, I suppose, that's all I can say. They're like that Dublin team that won the All-Ireland, if you look at them, they're not like Chippendales, but they're bulky and they're strong and they're fit. Of course, the Kerry lads are fit as well, but that's the way the thing has gone.
Will you be involved in the Railway Cup team this year, John?
Well, the Railway Cup won't be played this year, but I do hope, I certainly hope it will be played next year, because I think it's definitely time to throw away with this compromise rules, because it's a joke.
Yeah.
It's an absolute joke, especially after that game the other day and the Gold Coast. That was terrible stuff.
Why do you say that it's a joke?
All right, there's no interest in it. Well, there's no interest. Well, in Australia this year, the guy that they'd in as manager, he picked all young players because he thought they'd be quicker. Mm-hmm. But not only they weren't quicker, but they couldn't play with the ball anyway. The thing was terrible. I thought it was very poor stuff. And I think if they revised the interprovincial series, find a date in the calendar and market it well. There's people in Croke Park that are able to market this thing, won't market the thing. And go back to the old days where we had Munster and Ulster and Leinster and Connacht and we have a good series. I think that would
John,
be
John, it's always great to talk to you.
No better.
Hello.